Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
Every single month on the Stray FM Family Show, I visit a new course or people doing a new hobby, trying a new language, all sorts of things that are going on here in the daytime and the evenings at Rosset Adult Learning. Today, we're going very drama, darling. I have come to drama for fun. I'm here with the tutor, Mark Edwards. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Now, was that right? Is it quite theatrical? Is it quite drama, darling?
No, I don't think we're drama, darling. We're here to have a lot of fun, improve our drama techniques. The members of the course, they come from all different backgrounds. Then we've got a whole load of things we've done. So we've done improvisation, we're doing puppet work at the moment, we're going to move on to stage combat. So it's just dabbling at different techniques and seeing if they can improve their confidence in acting.
So it's not something then to be a bit scared by, because I've not done drama since I was about 14, and I think I would come and I'd be sort of really in over my head. It is not that kind of pressure.
No, absolutely not. You will come and enjoy every session, because it's about what you want to do, and if you don't want to take part in an activity, that's fine, you don't have to do it. But actually, nobody's sat out so far, because they're all very, very interactive. We take it very slowly, we encourage each other, and we just have 2 hours of good fun.
The courses at the moment are taking place on Monday evenings between 7 and 9 o'clock. There may be some more dates and times going forward. But how did you get to where you are today? You're teaching drama for fun at Rosset Adult Learning, but I'm guessing you must have a career of drama.
Yes. My profession was a teacher and then latterly a head teacher. But I have a huge passion for theatre, so I've been in loads of productions myself, and more recently I've been doing directing for local Amdrams, Phoenix Players, and a group in Ripon. I work for a murder mystery company, so I do a bit of acting myself.
Oh, they are so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I just love them. So, and again, it's all about improvised techniques, which is the sort of stuff that I'm working with the participants of our course.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. If people would like to come and try their hand at Drama for Fun, the course is called, what would your words of wisdom or advice be if someone's like a bit nervous whether they can join in or not?
Definitely don't be. Come along. We're all friendly. We're here to support you. And you will just grow in confidence and have a wonderful time.
So I thought I'd better come and talk to one of the students or actors or actresses within the class today. Would you like to introduce yourself to the Stray FM listeners and tell us what your name is and where you're from?
Hi, I'm Christine, and I'm from Lancashire originally, but now live in Harrogate.
And what do you do when you're not being an actor? What are you into, or what's the day job?
I haven't got a day job now. I'm sort of retired, but I do a lot of work with the dogs, do gun dog training.
Oh. What's the dogs called?
Frisky and Scrumpy.
Oh, they are great names. Frisky and Scrumpy, that's very good. Now, you have come along tonight to the Drama for Fun course here at Rosset Adult Learning, which you have been to before. It was with a different teacher, it wasn't with Mark. So what's brought you back?
It's just so enjoyable. Drama's something I've always wanted to do, but didn't do it at school. And now I've got the time to do it, so I'm here enjoying it.
Were you nervous at all before you started?
No, because I knew everybody that were coming here would be in the same boat, so we're all starting for the first time, and I've enjoyed it. Yeah, it's been good fun.
What have been some of the tasks that have been set by Mark that you have loved, and dare you say, has there been any that have been a bit tricky?
Well, unfortunately, I've only done the one up to now.
And what did you have to do in that first session?
We just had to sort of use body language.
To portray a certain emotion?
Yeah, because we didn't do any speech. It's just been all body language.
What emotion did you have to portray?
We did all sorts. Oh. Yeah, love, hatred, anger.
And tonight you've got puppets over there. Are you ready to become a puppet?
A puppet, yes. It's going to be good fun, this one. Yeah, I've never ever used puppets before.
That's a first time for everything.
My name's Jane Dresser and I live in Leeds. and I come here in Harrogate to do the course.
And is this the first drama course you've done, or have you been into a bit of dramatics before?
I have actually done something before, actually, IPM in Leeds, some film drama. I also met Mark, we did like a little student film. Then I saw he'd put on Facebook that he was doing this course, and I knew how good he was, and I've been to one of his shows that he did as director. He actually did Made in Dagenham in the Harrogate Theatre, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
So that's the way, how I met him. And so I thought, right, I'll come and have a go, because it was something different. I haven't actually done this kind of activity before with the drama side of it in theatre, and I thought I'd have a go.
Yeah. And has it surprised you so far? How many sessions have you been to so far?
I think we've had about 5 sessions, and I've actually thoroughly enjoyed it. We've done something different every time, some improvisation. We've worked together, and at the end of the actual session, we've actually produced something, and we've actually seen it and looked at each other's work, and it's been really interesting. Yeah, learnt something all the time.
Have you got a highlight? What's your favourite bit? And equally, what has scared you the most about doing?
Having to think off your feet, that's the worst bit, but then that comes with practice, so just keep going with that. Mm-hmm. And then I actually enjoyed the puppeteer thing we did, where we actually used paper puppets and improvised with the music, and then we had to make a story from that, and that was really interesting how you could move the puppets and actually do that.
Wow, and could you make your own puppet from that, or are they like special puppets?
The puppets that we were given were paper puppets. 2 of us were working the puppets, so one was doing the heart and one arm, and then somebody else was doing a leg and an arm, or whichever way around it was, I'm not quite sure. And then
that's teamwork as well,
yeah,
then, isn't it?
Was, yeah, and there was 5 of us actually. There was 2 working one puppet, 2 working another, and then 1 person, and then we all came together and moved with the music.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I best let you get back to your class, because I can see everybody is eager to get started. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.